This is the BBC Light Programme.
Hello everyone. Yeah, after all these years, here we are, still at the same address, number 4A Swipe Towers. a couple of anecdotal Rod Stewart stories for a change. I can actually think of two interesting things to say about one of the artists I've played on here, which is probably a record. The first is that my father's opened the door of my mum's house to... where she lived at the time, on Archway Road, to a very young Rodney Stewart, who was a good friend of my mum's brother, Ken, and apparently used to turn up at my mum's family home with a washboard and a kind of, what do they call them? Those string bass things, T-chess bass, that's it, and harmonica and all these kind of things. So it was obviously this was in the skiffle era, and young Rodney would often sort of pop round, and one day my dad answered the door and let this sort of young gutter snipe from a few doors down. He lived about four doors down, I think, from my mum's family place. And it's since been knocked down, the house. If you know Archway Road, I don't expect many people do, but Archway Road's probably the grotty bit. It's the sort of main road that used to be the sort of main entrance into London from the north. And you kind of come in along Archway Road, and right at the end of it, they kind of built a. They knocked down a row of about four or five houses, among one of which was Rod Stewart's family's house. And they moved to a house not far from there. I think he still lived there after they'd knocked this house down. And the road sort of swings back round into Highgate, which is the kind of posh, nice bit. And so that's the very boring anecdote about Rod Stewart over with there. And that was him and the Faces from the album Never a Dull Moment, which I picked up recently. And it's a lovely album, actually. I'll get to the other Rod Stewart thing, but it'll be like the punchline bit. So if you bear with me, it's a wonderful album because it took me, being a retard, it took me about 4 hours to actually get the bloody record out of the sleeve, because it's one of these weird ones where it opens up in like a triptych, where there's like three bits, and you can't, for ages I couldn't figure out where the actual vinyl was. It's only when I realised it's like one of those old, they've made it deliberately, so it's like one of those old 78 records where it just literally slides in where you'd expect normally the sort of bookended spine of the sleeve to be. So, and every time I try and play an album, a song from that album, it takes me about 4 hours to get the bloody thing out, because I always forget where it is. But anyway, without further ado, I'll just leave you with the fascinating insight into the man who is Rodney Stewart, that apparently his chat-up line is, "What's in the basket, love?"
Dolly, well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, we can tell, Dolly. You're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. We feel the room swaying, cause the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. Take her rap, fellas. Find her an empty lap, fellas. Dolly'll never go away. Dolly'll never go away. This is Francis, Louis. It's so nice to see you back where you belong. You're back on top, Louis. Never stop, Louis. You're still singing, you're still swinging, you're still going strong. You get the room swaying when you start in playing one of your great songs or songs from way back when. Blow your horn, Louis. Sing up a great big storm, Louis. Promise you won't.
Works every time. What's in the basket, love? I haven't had a chance to try it myself yet, but if it's as efficacious for me as it is for Rodney, then we're there. But the big question is, would it work on Morrissey? Los Angeles, for the language we use, London is dead, London is dead, London is dead. So that's my Bob Dylan impersonation there, because I've been listening to the Bob Dylan Theme Time Radio Hour programs. I've downloaded 58 of them. They're an hour long, and I've got 58 of them to listen to. I've listened to about 3 so far. So I've got another sort of 55 hours worth of Bob to listen to. But they're absolutely fabulous. They really are superb. If anyone hasn't caught the show he does for is it K-Rock or something like that? I can't remember the name, or XFM or something. It's an American broadcast, but they've syndicated it. I think Radio 2, for anyone old enough to realise that Radio 2 is now cool in a way it never was when I was growing up. They used to just play Charles Aznavour records, which incidentally is a feature they share with the Bob Dylan show, because he's played at least one Charles Aznavour record, which I was quite surprised to find out, and pleasantly so, because it was a good track actually. But yeah, for anyone who hasn't listened, it's a wonderful oral adventure really, because he's created this kind of fictitious kind of, well, it's almost like an era or a sort of place he's created where he can play all these lovely old jump blues records and country and western records and some modern stuff as well. As he says on there, somebody writes in what I believe is a spurious email to say, what have you got against new music? You only play old music. And he kind of says, well, you know, there is a lot more old music than there is new music. We haven't got anything against new music. It's just there's more of the old, you know. He doesn't sound anything like that, but you get the drift of it. And it's like that sort of Lake Wobegon type thing, only for the kind of the more jumpy R&B, bluesy, exciting aspects of Americana that he unfolds. So do check that out. And there's a site which, if anybody wants to know, I can send you a link to it, which is the easiest thing, where you can download all 75 episodes and you can have the MP3s and listen to them at your leisure. So that was that. And then in that spirit, I'll play this one, because this is one, this used to belong to my father in common law, who's sadly no longer with us, but he was a big fan of Boogie Woogie Piano, amongst other things, and this is one of the finest exponents of it. It's from a lovely French pressing. I did have the albums all lined up. I had all the stuff ready to go, and I've done it in such a hurry, I've changed the running order a bit, so I didn't bother to pick the records up this time, but I'll go back to doing that, because that was quite fun. But yeah, it's a lovely French pressing of this album. It's got people like Jimmy Yancey, who's the guy we're going to hear, and Albert Ammons, and these other boogie woogie pianists. And this is by as I say, Jimmy Yancey, song named after himself, and presumably the idiosyncratic stomp that he developed. I'm assuming that's the case, because the song's called Yancey Stomp, and here it is. Thank you. Okay, Jimmy Yancey there with the Yancey Stomp. I read out a letter last week, and I said at the time it's quite unusual for us to get them. And it's like buses, isn't it? You know, you wait ages for one, and then three come at once. So I had quite a full sort of email and post bag this week. So I'm only going to have time to read one out every week. But I thought this one was a nice one. So I'll read this one. It comes from Eric in Haywards Heath, and he writes to say, as a huge fan of your popular and long running podcast, I would be very interested to know if there are currently any plans to release the Robert Swipe Show in book form. The reason I ask is that I suffer from terrible neuralgia brought on by living in an excessively drafty house. I'm currently using copies of Mr. Cliff Mitchell Moore's memoirs, Have Clipboard, Will Travel, as a rudimentary draft excluder, but they really won't do. For a start, Mitchell Moore was quite a slender man, especially so, and actually quite dashing in an odd sort of way without his trademark spectacles. And certainly erred on the side of circumspection as far as his autobiographical writings are concerned. The memoirs in question weigh in at a slender 178 pages, to be precise. You, on the other hand, seem, and I only have your voice as a guide as to your actual girth and weight, so please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, seem a far more abundant sort of chap. Indeed, I picture you to be quite portly, as it goes. So I'm sure that if your recorded works are anything to go by, you could teach Henry James a thing or two about verbosity. In short, a printed version of your show would almost certainly knock Mr. Mitchell Moore's efforts into a cocked hat, at least in the insulation, if not the literary stakes. Yours, hopefully, Eric. Okay, keep the letters coming in. Here's Don Drummond. Okay, that's Don Drummond there, and that song's called Man in the Street, and it's from a ska compilation, which I forget the title of, that I picked up, but it's volume two. It's called something like Intensification, I think. I actually had all the LPs lined up last week, and it was really nice to be able to refer to them. But because I just saw a few things as I was going through, I thought, oh yeah, I'd like to hear that. So it was the bulk of what's here tonight was pre-conceived, but then a few other sort of stray things came about. And it's a good thing, because one of them was this next track, which is by a guy called Eddie Holman. And it comes from a compilation. I think I played something from it last week, if not then the week before, called Gems, which was a kind of that's it. I played the Tams, and that track's on it, and it's soul classics. It's called Gems, soul classics from whenever they were classics, whatever. But and this one I actually heard on the Walkman and thought, oh yeah, this is on that Gems thing, isn't it? So I must dig that out and play it. And I just happened to come across it when I'd already decided what I was going to play, and I thought, oh no, I will put this one on, because it's rather tremendous. And so swoon away to this one, and I'll think of something slightly more interesting to say before the next one, hopefully. It's Eddie Holman, and this one's called Hey There, Lonely Girl. Yeah, it's tremendous. That it's Eddie Holman there, and I will dig out that Gems album and play a few more things. I think it had some sleeve notes as well, so I can probably tell you a bit more about Eddie Holman. Probably that is something along the lines of. Sorry, I'm just concentrating while I pour me beer. I should do it nearer the microphone so you can hear it fizzing. There you go. Robert Swipe drinks Budvar lager. Probably the best lager made in the Czech Republic. Sorry, I just thought I'd rehearse that and see if we get any advertising revenue from the Czech conglomerate brewer. Although that would contravene my previous arrangement with Twickenham Fine Ales. Definitely the best beer brewed in Twickenham. Okay, without further ado, I shall move on. This next artist is somebody I became aware of through a song by another group. I fell in love briefly with this group called Camera Obscura, who are Scottish. But I was able to see beyond that and still liked them. And they're a very good group. And I heard one of their songs and it knocked me out. So I went and bought everything that they've ever done on iTunes, which is the first time I've really done that. And I thought, well, yeah, I'll just get everything that's on there and work my way through it. And I think they're very, very good. I mean, they're in that same vein as the band. They were a band I didn't like at first, and I kind of grew to like them because they did this song called Fox in the Snow, and I just thought it just turned my stomach, really. It was just too twee. But I've grown to like them a bit. It was Belle and Sebastian, that's the lot I'm thinking of. And so they're a bit in that sort of vein, and then one of them may actually have been involved with them, Belle and Sebastian. But they're very good, and they've got that very sort of retro feel to them. And one of the songs they do is called Dory Previn, and I thought, oh, that's a nice name. Good name for a song. And then it was only, I don't know how I came across it. I think I must have seen that somebody else had kind of referred to this Dory Previn character, and I thought, oh, maybe it's a real person. So I quickly Googled her and found out that she was actually a singer-songwriter, and she was at one point I think married to, and this sounds like I'm making it up, but it's true. I think she was actually married to the renowned conductor Andre Previn, very sadly, one day he just decided he didn't want to work on that route anymore and disappeared. And so she started writing songs about the absconding conductor. And this is from her album, My Bus Driver Husband is a Bastard. Why won't he come back? Why? And it's called With My Daddy in the Attic.
And he'll play his clarinet when I despair. with my daddy in the attic past the stairs. Well, we live on peanut butter, spread across the salted crackers, and he'll play his clarinet when I despair.
Okay, that's Dori Previn there, and that's actually from an album called On My Way to Where, and I can't remember where it fits in her sort of discography. I actually picked the album up, actually. Sorry, I'm just going into a reverie here while I get the album out. You can probably hear me unwrapping it here at the Oval, Surrey, 412/2. Three deliveries before tea, and Dori Previn steps up to bowl left arm under the wicket. Sorry, yeah, it was 1970, yeah. So I think that's one of the very early ones, if not the first album of hers. And it's weird stuff. I mean, I'm still not sure whether I really like it all that much. It's a bit dated for my, and I have very pop taste. Sorry, I'll get near the microphone again. But there are some wonderful things. There's things like Esther's First Communion, great title, and I love that. My daddy in the attic, which reminds me of the poetry of Anne Sexton, who was the daughter of ex QPR and Chelsea manager Dave Sexton, and produced some wonderful poetry in the 1970s, and was also the poet in residence for the England squad leading up to the 1978 World Cup. Yeah, and there's some wonderful... There's a great line where she talks about somebody disappearing or jumping out from the third O on the Hollywood letters the Hollywood sign on... is it Beverly Hills or wherever it is? So I must have a listen to some more, but I do find she's a bit in that kind of... twee 1970s, as my friend, we used to call this guy Rod Stewart's wife, which is talk about synchronicity and the way the mind works there. We started off with Rod Stewart, now we're on to Rod Stewart's wife. This guy used to have very long blonde hair, and when people weren't saying, "Oi, get your hair cut," when we were playing football, they'd be saying, "Oi, Rod Stewart's wife, pass the flacky ball," and things like that, as men say when they play football with effeminate blonde haired men. I mean, it's just, yeah, par for the course. But he always used to say, "Oh yeah, she's a bit gingham and jam tarts," about particular kinds of women. And I kind of think Dori Previn's in that. I can see her wearing gingham, and I can almost smell those jam tarts. Okay, this next one was one I was going to play on the Stray Photon cast that we did recently, where the Scratchy Records one. For some reason, we didn't play it, I think because it jumped, and then I cleaned the record, and it didn't jump anymore. I hope that's the case, because I haven't listened to it all the way through since I did it, and so it may well jump. If it does, I apologise. But, you know, if you want slick and professional, go for Jonathan Ross or Ricky Gervais and one of these showbiz people. If you want real guts and soul and weird stuff, stick here with the Robert Swipe Show. Okay, this is a whole band. I think Stray Photon knows several of the members, probably, and used to borrow their bus tickets or whatever they used to do in Hull. He probably even knows the names of the band members. They were that close. It's a band called the Red Guitars. They threatened to be a really huge band. They never quite made it, but I think this is really good. And this this is a lovely one, and it's called Fact, which makes it sound like it's kind of number of a factory record, but it is actually just called Fact. And here they are, those guitars rouge from De Hull, red guitars and Fact.
Those of us with dented pride who never reached the top never lost my fear of flying, or witnessed thousands fall away and drown. Cradled like a pig too far, you've got to toe the line. A miser with a silver spoon, take the profit out of doom. Dispel the gloom, chase the blues away. Facts are facts, and railway tracks run parallel to the sky. Overcome gravity, like we overcome graffiti with graffiti of our own. A miser in a lead lined room, take the profit out of doom. Take the profit out of war. We don't need it anymore. Of clear confusion, bow to air and dust to dust, the sirens croon collusion. A whispered word, a bitter cry, the dividend is due. Dismiss the light, the time is right for nuclear transfusion. Take the profit out of war. We don't need it anymore.
Absolutely, take the profit out of war, that's a noble sentiment, and I like that record. That's good stuff. Okay, I'm sort of erring towards the sort of comedy direction at the moment. Anyone who heard my last album will know that. But no, seriously, I was only kidding. I am thinking of kind of doing the podcast in a more kind of obviously comedic way, and trying to use the stuff that I write on the blogs and everything as the basis of the podcast. So I mean, I'll obviously carry on doing these because they're great fun to do, but and they're free. But I'm trying to devise a way of kind of putting stuff up on Songcast, which is what I use to get stuff onto iTunes, where I kind of do radio style versions of the blogs. I mean, I don't know whether it will work or not, but I thought it would be interesting because I could sort of put it up that way and I could make some money out of it, to be brutally frank. But I want to do it in a way which is good and which is good value for money. So it's going to take some thought about how that happens. But the way I sort of envisage it is to kind of have spoken word stuff with sort of music that I've made as kind of backing accompaniment, and maybe stick a few songs on there as well. So it's going to be an interesting hybrid, I hope, of all, well, pretty much all the things I do. Apart from the striptease, obviously, which you can't really do on the radio, as the Scissor Sisters once said, you can't see tits on the radio, which is a real shame because obviously there are enough of them working in it. But I thought, and I played the Tony Newley one last week, and I very nearly put a Benny Hill one on this week, but I'll probably play that next week. Now I've hit on this sort of theme of comedy blog type pod music fusion. You know, it sounds like a Miles Davis thing. This one, yeah, well, I've forgotten which one I was going to play. But this is one again. The Stray Photon knows the red guitars. He also knows this record, so I'll dedicate this one to him, and also to my mate Andy, who listens and sent me a lovely picture of his pet rabbit listening to my podcast. Oh, it's like a fluffy bunny thing, but anyway, this is a comedy record, and it's really good. And I'll tell you more about it afterwards because it's just about to start, and I'm getting too lazy to actually do anything else about it.
Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean? There's the yellow rose in Texas that I am gonna see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. She cried so when I left. Just a shade loud on the snare drum.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas Avenue. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like the dew.
See, now you covered up, sparkle like the dew. One of the loveliest parts in the whole
Texas is the only girl for me.
You covered up the piccolos there with the Rio Grande, with the Rio. Where, what? See, my feeling is that while I love a good snare drum, I feel that volume-wise it's just a little bit too much what you're doing there. See what I mean? Now you try and hold it down, will you? Appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande, appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande is flowing and starry sky, that's better. She walks along the river on the quiet. Oh, that's so much better. I know that she remembers when they parted long ago. You know that there's just a world of difference. Mercy.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas Avenue. Her eyes are bright as diamonds, they sparkle like you.
See, now you're slipping back in your old habits again. Why do you do that? Why do you?
Texas is the only girl for me.
I love a good snare drum, but you know. People, let's go back there. The snare drama covered up the tra-la-las. We just do it again, smart aleck. You see how lovely that turned out? Now that's a darling part. Okay, banjo, yug dugga dugga dugga. That's pretty. Oh, now I'm going to that's pretty, for my heart is full of woe. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. We'll play the banjo gaily, she'll love me like before. Excuse me, you ain't any kin to the snare drummer, are you?
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas Avenue.
Why do you do that? Why do you burst out like that? Irritates me. That irritates me, that's all. But the yellow rose of Texas. Hold on, you smart aleck Yankee drummer, you. You can cover up yelling, you can cover up rose, buddy, but don't you cover up Texas, or I'll stick your head through that cotton picking snare drum and secede from the band. So help me, Mitch Miller, I will.
And the yellow rose of Texas will be mine forever.
Cut it off there, the record's over. You idiot, stop it. Stop it, I'll say. Just stop it now. Stop it. I'm getting out of here. He ruined the ending, one of the loveliest parts in the whole. Peace.
Stan Freberg. I love that. That's the Yellow Rose of Texas, and I picked up the album. The only person I knew who had that was Stray Photon. So now there's two people in the world who've got a Stan Freberg record in their collection, and I'll play a few more things from that. Probably the George and the Dragon thing, which cracks me up every time I hear it. It's very, very funny. While we're on that theme, I suppose... I snuck this one in because I thought, well, yeah, if I'm not doing so much talking, I can sort of cram a few more records in. So I've done that, but I've also done a lot of talking. So obviously they're all very short songs. So I do apologise for having banged on as much as I have on this one. It was meant to be a real sort of, because I've been inspired by the Bob Dylan ones. He hardly says anything, and it's fantastic. So I'm going to try and learn from his masterly technique. Talk a bit slower and not be quite so manic about it. Okay. This one follows on from that. It's from one of the first albums I remember buying. It sadly, I don't have the original copy, but it's one of those albums I had to go out and rebuy on vinyl when I got a record player again. I love it that much. And it's from this wonderful TV program that was made by Eric Idle and Neil Innes and handful of other geniuses in 1978. It was started off as a sort of very small skit that they did for the American TV show Saturday Night Live, and it blossomed into what I think is arguably the greatest piece of musical satire comedy that's ever been made. And I think it still even just about keeps Spinal Tap in the silver medal position there, because it's just absolutely wonderful. And I remember my friend and I, Casper, who I mentioned the other week, we started this record collectors club. The idea was we'd save up together, buy an album, and then one of us would keep it, and then the next week we'd save up, and then the other one would get an album. And basically, to cut a long story short, the episode lasted two weeks, because we saved up and bought the Ruttles. I kept the Ruttles, and I was over the moon. And then I grudgingly kind of gave him a few coppers towards the Elvis's Back album that he bought about a week later. And then we thought, this ain't going to work, is it? So anyway, this is Barry Wom's Finest Hour. It's from the Ruttles album, and it's called Living in Hope. And it's absolutely fantastic.
Beside a chicken shack, so I left for the city, and I didn't look back. Now I'm living in hope,
living in hope,
living in hope,
living in hope.
Yes, I'm living in hope,
living in hope,
living in hope. Walking around the city, feeling all alone. Nobody told me the streets are paved with stone, but I'm living in hope. Yes, I'm living in hope.
Living in hope.
I'm living in hope.
Living in hope.
I'm living in hope. Can't find my feet or friendly face in this you down.
Fabulous. It sounds as good now as it did when I first heard that one. It's lovely, isn't it? And seasoned Beatle listeners will have obviously picked up the Don't Pass Me By reference there at the beginning with the plinky plonk piano. And speaking of plinky plonk piano, what better way to end? This was actually looking like it was going to be a themed one. Maybe I'll go back to doing those. I must actually remind people, seasoned Robert Swipe Show listeners will know that this sort of Johnny Come Lately character, Bob Dylan, he thinks he's the king of the block at the moment, and maybe he is. He's got more listeners than us, but don't forget, we were here first and we came up with the themed hours a long time before him. I seem to recall there were several themed Swipe Show programs. I mean, they were all rubbish, but we did it first, and that's all that counts. So I shall be getting my lawyers onto it as soon as he qualifies. Speaking of lawyers, I don't know why. I don't think Philip Glass is a lawyer, but he's going to play us out tonight with some of his plinky plonk piano music. This is from the album Glassworks, which I stole from the place where I work. I'm not proud of it, but times are hard, credit crunch and all that, and I thought I'd let you all in on this wonderful piece of music. So even though I'm a thief, I'm a kind-hearted one, stealing from the rich, giving to the poor in true Robin Hood fashion, and I'll let Philip Glass and his lovely piano forte play you out tonight. Thanks for listening. Nighty night, everyone.